Thanks again to everyone on this web. Hope to open the meeting and welcome those that have joined us since we first started. It's good to see you all. And if you're new to the meeting, huge welcome. Glad you're here. If you're a newcomer to the meeting, even bigger welcome. We hope you're going to hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. So, okay, guys, at very, very, very last minute, having dusted yourself off and being thrown under the bus, our speaker this evening is celebrating a pretty major milestone in her recovery tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to watch this person come into our meetings from where she was from, battle, and go through the things she's gone through, and to have her here celebrating her clean time with us tonight is an absolute pleasure. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Hilma Ray, who's going to share her experience, I can hope, with us. For the next 40 or 45 minutes, whatever she's comfortable with. So, experience, strength, and hope, a journey into, through, and not quite so much. So, Hilmaray, over to you. The floor is yours, Mello. Please share with us.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so very much for that introduction, Steve. And, Adit Hilmaray. Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Hello,
Hilmaray. Oh, wow, that was really a lovely introduction, and it really was. Like, when you said 45 minutes, I thought, oh, my word. And, oh, my God, where do I start? And it's like, when I arrived at this meeting, I was thrown underneath the bus, but I didn't expect this at all, and it's like I said, I just hope that you're here to pull me out, you know, and that's what I've learned about NA. We can feel as if we're thrown underneath a bus, but there are always hands that pull us out and show us the way, show us the NA way, show us what to do by example of what they have been doing over many years of coming to NA, and maybe not that many years. Anyone can help anyone else, you know, as long as we have a desire to stay clean and do our best to live the NA way. And what I have today in my life, I honestly feel as if I have tears in my heart and tears in my soul, tears of joy and gratitude for where I am at the moment. I have could never, ever have dreamt that this is where I would be tonight, sitting here in South Africa after not being here 20 years, for like 10 years, okay, 8 years ago I was, but I was only looking after my mum. Okay, so, I started recovery many years ago in Narcotics Anonymous, and in the end, okay, I did go to treatment centers, and I went for all the wrong reasons, and it's because people, I wanted to be with someone, and other people were telling me to go there, and in the end, I found NA, because my addiction had robbed me of my life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I was nearly dead. I was honestly, I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk. And at my last treatment center, when I left the place, I wanted to do 90 meetings in 90 days, because that's what I was told to do. And I was going to an isolated area. I was physically very broken. I had nothing in my life. and someone gave me a copy of Meeting by Mail, which they published in those years, way back then, and to people that were on their own, that were in areas that couldn't get to meetings. It was like the pamphlet for the loner. You know, it used to be sent out to all these different small towns or stuff like that. And I did that. I got that. And when I got in this place where I was in this isolated area from NA, from anything, and I couldn't drive, I had my meeting by mail. And I remember how much I loved it, because I had tried recovery before. That was at the beginning of my recovery. I was relapsing all the time and stuff. And I remember I was still in Cape Town before I went to my last treatment center, and I was at this meeting, and I was really very broken physically. And the one friend said, and I thought I was well, I'd been gone to very few NA meetings, and been to a few treatment centers. So I thought I knew it all. And he said, he turned around, he said, you're very ill. And thought, oh my God, what do you mean I'm very ill? You know, and when I got meeting by mail, so I had tried a lot of things before to get clean, and I knew I had to do a meeting a day for, you know, and I've got this. I got letters, and I was very broken, really. I can't tell you all how broken I was physically and mentally. I used to get letters sent to me from all over the world, all over the world. And they really helped me so much to learn about the program of Narcotics Anonymous. They shared their experiences, strength, and hope with me in writing form. And I was so full of anxiety, pain, just at a loss, a complete loss, because I had suffered this very serious motor vehicle accident of which I had nearly died. And then I was also told that I was an addict, and I never knew any of these things. And so I was struggling to, I had to learn how to crawl before I could learn how to walk. And then I got this meeting by mail, and I could write. And letters were being sent to me. And that was the start of my recovery, really. Now, because I had met a member of Narcotics Anonymous through this meeting by mail, they actually told me about the London Convention. Now, they'd been writing to me. I stayed clean. I had my relapses even there, then, and then I stayed clean. And I thought I would never, ever use ever again. But I'll get to that. I found my first sponsor through meeting by mail. She lived in Turkey. And we didn't have computers at that stage. I didn't have. And it would take me like, I don't know how long to send a letter from this rural area in South Africa. And then I would wait for a letter. And I don't know how long it would take to get a reply from Betul. But it was wonderful, that connection. And I asked her to be my sponsor. And a while later, a few years later, I actually went over to Turkey. When I was living in England, because through this meeting by mail, I met a member who told me about the London Convention, and I decided, okay, I want to go. Look, I wanted to get away from my life because there was nothing left. So I needed a new start as well. And I'd not been to meetings. I actually started a meeting in Wellington, and I used to sit there on my own with my basic text, and people from Cape Town once came to support me. But that was as much as I knew about meetings. And then I heard about this convention, and I'd never been overseas, and I decided I wanted to go. And at that stage, money came through, accident money that had been paid out. And my parents didn't want me to go because they said they were very worried about me. They were obviously very overprotective at that stage. And they said, "You can hardly walk. How can you go to England?" And da, da, da. And I'll never forget my mum's face through the airport window because my dad wouldn't see me off at the airport, and she had to wave at me. And then I came over to England, and I loved it. I loved it there. I was smaller, where South Africa was very large, and I decided to stay. Well, I went back after 6 months, got my visa, and I decided to go back to England to immigrate there. And then I really, that's when I started getting involved with meetings. I started going to physical meetings. At that stage, we didn't, I will never remember. I used to ask this person that had given me the London, told me about the London Convention. I was in the area and close to them, and they were a few years, quite of like I think 4 years more than me. And I thought that I would have someone to show me around England, but it wasn't like that. He said, "This is a program where we have to learn how to do things for ourselves, take responsibility for our own recovery." So I was in England, and I had to find my own way to meetings and things. And I learned to ask people for lifts. I learned to connect with people. It was really wonderful. And my recovery life really blossomed from there because I got very involved with service. And I went over to Turkey to do my step 4 with my sponsor. I came back to England. I had sponsees, and I was doing a load of service. Okay. And the whole thing is, I think I did too much service. Well, I started losing the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I wasn't working the steps for me. Okay, and I forgot that I was an addict. And when I was about 16 years clean, my mother, I got a call from my mother. She was dying of cancer, and she asked me to go and look after her. So I dropped my work, and I went to look after her for 2 months, and that was my way of making amends to her. My mum, who had taught me how to crawl, to walk, who had put nappies on me, I could do the same for my mum, you know. And I think my recovery actually did suffer from it because I didn't get to that many meetings. I went to two or three meetings, because all my attention went then. Then I went back to England, and I was in grief, okay? And I was very vulnerable. I started helping a newcomer, which gave me like impetus for life again because I was helping a newcomer. But then one thing led to the other thing, and we got a very brief involvement, which was found out. And long story short, I felt so humiliated, and I left. And I thought I could do it in another fellowship. Well, I lost my heart. I lost my soul. I was very broken when this happened. And then I left NA. And that was where my heart and my soul was. I went over to another fellowship. I tried working the principles of NA. I thought I could just go and do it. But I couldn't. I did start using there again, and on my when I was 17 years clean, I used. Okay, I'd gotten involved with someone, and this is when I'm the type of person I don't easily get involved with men. But honestly, I'm scared. Not scared. I like doing my own thing. I'm very independent. I really like doing my own thing. And I got involved with this man. Didn't have NA. And when things weren't working out, and I started drinking a little bit, I started denying that I needed anything. I wanted to live on the old. I made a conscious decision. I'm going to be in the world again. And because I know enough about recovery, I'd worked the steps, the traditions, service, blah, meetings, a lot, you know, literature, and I couldn't. I've learned that I'm an addict that needs involvement. I need fellowship. I need people in recovery to look up to. I need people to help. I need people to help me. I need a lot of help. I don't know as much as I thought at that stage that I knew. I know very little. I used to do a lot of literature and work in the steps. I was step working guides and stuff. I know today at what works for me. I've learned since coming back. I went back out. I started at a little bit at a time, and then got worse and worse and worse, and my life became horrific again, horrific. And I believe in the steps. In the steps, I believe in a higher power. I know I have a higher power in my life. I know how I got back to NA was, I honestly didn't think I would ever set foot in NA again, ever again. And I don't know why I did it. I was very lonely. I was very broken. And I decided to phone another sponsor, woman that was just to find out how she was, and she took me to another meeting in London. That's what she did. And when I got back home to Cheltenham, where I live, I got a phone call. My dad had been taken up critically ill in hospital. So on the same day that I went to a meeting in London, my dad was critically ill in hospital, and he subsequently died. And that was the beginning of my recovery. Well, that the getting to a meeting in Soho was the beginning of my recovery. My recovery since coming back, I had a lot of shame, a lot of guilt. I can't tell anyone how I felt. It was horrific. But I was desperate. That's what drove me in the first place to NA, and that's what drove me to NA again. And that utter desperation and knowing that I can be listened to, yeah, you know, and my higher power. I don't know how it happened, but I was able to say to my dad over the phone before he passed away, "Daddy, I'm back in LA." And I know how much that meant to him. He used to say to me, Hilmary, you used to tell me, once an addict, always an addict, what's happened? You've got to get to meetings. And I used to say, Daddy, no, no, no. It's not like that anymore. I've grown that. That is for newcomers. I know today, people with a lot of clean time, they need NA as much as people with one day clean. We all need NA. Well, I believe that just for today. Just for today. I have had the most amazing Most amazing experiences. Like I say, I have been back to in South Africa for 8 years, but I hadn't been to Cape Town for 10 years. And I came to visit my youngest sister, whom I love, and she's in a care facility. And I've spent a month and a half really enjoying my time with her, but I did, that was what I did. I'd spent my time with Anthea. I went to the airport on the 1st of February to fly back to England. But you know what? I said to Anthea before I left, you know, Anthea, I just don't feel like I'm going home. I just don't feel like it's happening. Oh, you won't believe it. I got to the airport. They told me, no, I can't fly because my passport had expired. Now, I lost it. This was after a while. The woman looking at me and me looking back at her. Now that's me. And I said, look, I've aged, but that's me. And then she said, look, your passport has expired. And then I said, no, but you've got to let me fly. She spoke to other people. No, they wouldn't let me fly. And I was at a loss. I had spent just about all my money. I didn't know what the hell to do. My passport has expired. I've got to get an emergency passport. And now I'm back here in Cape Town. But as I had to leave the facility where Anthea lives, and I have very little money, I came through to Cape Town because I need to get an emergency passport and probably collect one from the embassy. And coming driving with the Uber into Cape Town, oh my God, I cannot tell. I saw Table Mountain looming so proud and majestic in front of me. I thought, oh my God. And now I know my higher power. And then I couldn't find a place to stay. I rocked up at this place that I was going to stay at. It was chaotic. People were coming off the street. People had done through booking.com. And in the end, after I paid cash for it, they said, no, I can't stay there. I said, no, I won't stay there because when I went to the room the second time, the first time it was empty, the second time because I had to go and down to fill in some forms, they said no, there were people, a family in the room. So they'd been taking people off the streets. So then I actually phoned my way back boyfriend's parents who was part of this horrific motor vehicle accident, and I actually saw them in Stellenbosch, and I said to them, can you help me? And now they found me a bed and breakfast, a cheap place in an okay area, basic, but you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, but I've got faith. And where does that faith come from? It comes from keep coming back through tough times, through good times. We stay clean together. We keep coming back. All of us, we work the steps, all of us individually. I can't do it for you. I can't do it like you do it. You can't do it like I do it. But we are getting a sponsor. We start coming to meetings for me, meetings, sponsor, steps, and service. That's it. I'm back at basics in my recovery, and I'm loving myself. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to be clean today and celebrating a year in recovery. And look, I didn't get a year straight. But when I got back in recovery, it was 2019. I've had problems with recovery. I struggled a bit. But you know, it finally dawned on me. There's just no ways I ever want to go through this shame and guilt of coming back. And like my sponsor said, you know what? I'm either going to die or I'm going to come back. It's going to be this or I've got death. And I'm not going to come back in such shame again, hopefully, just for today. And I honestly thank you guys so, so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to me and bearing with me and helping me and supporting me in my recovery. And to the newcomer in the room, if there is, just keep coming back, because you don't know. You don't know how good it can get. Look, it's difficult too. Can get very painful. But always there's hope. Always. So just for today, thank you so much, everyone. I'll leave it there.